Let's go to the AX train station. Let me describe to you some of the details that you can see as you walk out of the ticket office and onto the platform. You see only two sets of tracks in front of you at the AX train station. The near set of tracks come from the left, from as far as you can see. But as you look to the right, the near set of tracks have a bumper at the end of the station, to your right, where the near set of tracks come to an abrupt end. This near set of tracks do not go past the AX train station. As you look beyond the near first set of tracks, you can see the farther away second set of tracks. They go as far as you can see to the right. But as you look to the left, that farther away second set of tracks has its beginning in front of the station, about one-third of the way from the left end of the station, where Christ saved and sent Paul the first time. So, as you stand on the AX train station platform, you can see the two sets of tracks. A train can't come into the AX train station on the nearer first set of tracks, or else a train can leave the station on the farther second set of tracks. But the two sets of tracks never merge together, or connect together, or replace one another. You can see the sign by the nearer first set of tracks saying, "Prophecy to the 12 tribes of Israel with 12 apostles." Also, you can see the sign by the farther away second set of tracks saying, "Unprophesied mystery to the one body of Christ with one apostle, Paul." As you listen from the platform of the AX train station, you hear preaching coming from the area of the tracks. You can hear from the nearer first set of tracks the 12 apostles preaching the prophetic message to Israel's 12 tribes about repenting from apostasy and believing that Jesus is their Messiah who will bring their kingdom from heaven to earth. At the same time, coming from the farther second set of tracks, you can hear the one apostle, Paul, preaching the unprophesied mystery message of salvation available by trusting Christ crucified for their sins. He was preaching to all people to whom he was first sent with the revealed gospel he received of Christ in heaven. In front of the AX train station, at the point where the farther second set of tracks begin, Christ saved Paul and first sent him to preach his newly revealed gospel of salvation to the Jew first, and also to the Greek Gentiles, who blessed Israel and feared the God of Israel. They all were in the commonwealth of Israel. You could hear it all from the AX train station. As we look out from the AX train station platform across the track area and examine the area more closely, we see that there is a one-way pedestrian walkway from the closer first set of tracks going over to the farther second set of tracks. That one-way walkway only goes from the prophesied Israel train to the unprophesied mystery body of Christ Church train. Back in that temporary situation in the past, when both trains were still in the AX train station, those passengers in the unprophesied mystery body of Christ Church train had special instructions for their temporary situation, and they were gifted with signs manifesting the transition occurring at that time. They were to attract over to their train any willing passengers behind the front car on the prophesied Israel train. Also, in order to avoid offending the passengers on the prophesied Israel train, those passengers on the unprophesied mystery body of Christ Church train were instructed with temporary, provisional rules and ordinances while they were in the AX train station. Those instructions were to further provoke those passengers on the prophesied Israel train to come across the one-way pedestrian walkway to the unprophesied mystery body of Christ Church train. What the Apostle Paul preached and wrote down in his first six epistles in front of the AX train station was written to those who believed and came into the body of Christ from the commonwealth of Israel in front of the AX train station. It had to do with the unprophesied mystery and how they were to encourage unbelievers from the commonwealth of Israel back then to trust their Messiah's new gospel of salvation, the gospel of Christ. Those that believed were spirit-baptized into the one heaven-bound body of Christ. What the 12 apostles preached and wrote, had to do with only what was prophesied for Israel's train on the near first set of tracks, back to the left, and also, far past the station, in the future. A small part of the passengers on Israel's train believed what their 12 apostles preached to Israel, their gospel of the kingdom, of repenting and believing Jesus their Messiah, who would bring Israel's kingdom down from heaven. Those who did believe the preaching of the 12 apostles were called out together into the front car of the train, which was Israel's church, that their King Jesus Christ had started while he was on earth. Those of Israel who believed their gospel of the kingdom were then gifted with signs manifesting, approving, and confirming the transition that was occurring. But most of Israel rejected the 12 apostles' preaching of the gospel of Israel's coming kingdom, and so they stumbled and failed to receive their king and kingdom at that time, back in the age of the Acts train station, when both trains existed. Passengers got into the unprophesied mystery body of Christ's church train differently than passengers got into the prophesied Israel train. The two trains had different destinations and different admission charges. In fact, when contrasting the two trains, almost everything about them was different. Their admission charges were different. Their initiations were different. Their instructions were different. And also, they had different destinations. Christ continues to give revelations to Paul throughout his life. Paul's preaching and writings are continuing ever since then down the farther, second set of tracks going to the right throughout the centuries down to the present time. Only the unprophesied mystery body of Christ Church train leaves the Acts train station to the right. As the mystery body of Christ Church train goes down the farther track to the right, about a third of the way, before the end of the Acts train station, and just before the bumper at the end of the other set of tracks, for the prophesied Israel train the Apostle Paul is sent a second time, so he installs loudspeakers on the outside of the mystery body of Christ Church train, to preach the gospel of salvation, to all men, in the regions beyond, even to those who had never blessed those on Israel's train, even to those who had never been in the commonwealth of Israel, and so, they had never been in the covenants of promise to have heard the gospel of salvation, in the Acts train station. Then, Paul writes 7 more epistles, to fill up the word of God, for the perfected, completed, same body of Christ. One of the things that has been revealed, only to the Apostle Paul, is that those in the mystery body of Christ Church train will eventually reach the end of the station, and go on further. Then it will become airborne, leaving the track. And then they will enter into heaven, and will take up positions there in heaven. Just after that event, the tracks will reappear for the prophesied Israel train. Then Israel's prophesied train itself, also will reappear, and if they endure through tribulation, they will proceed to their final destination, in the kingdom from heaven on earth. Now you know the events around the Acts train station, when it existed, and afterward.